everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 전체 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and apparently my tongue has melted out of my mouth today. But as you guys know here, in the beginning, we like to take a look at some headlines that happened on this very day in history. Now, today, it is Thursday, September 17th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 9월 17일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one, we're talking about something I haven't worn in a very long time. We're talking about high heels. But don't worry, guys. This isn't going to be a fashion day. That's Fridays. This one is going to be about different things and personalities that you can see coming out based on the shoes you wear. Now, I'm kind of curious about your opinions on this, so let's look at it in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English and have a nice little chat. It says here, 하이힐 오래 신으면 불안, 초조감, 신발에 따라 성격 변한다. And what we're talking, we're going to take this here and break it down into a couple parts. This first part here is saying, if you wear high heels for a long time, you could feel anxious and nervous. So you guys, of course, know high heel. It can't get more Englishy than that. That's high heels. So we're going to go past that. But the 오래 신으면, that's saying for a long time if you wear them. Because when we talk about shoes, we do not use 입다. We use 신다. And so 오래 신으면 is if you put them on or wear them for a long time. 불안, 초조감. And that's talking about two different things here. 불안 is talking about anxious, becoming anxious or anxiety here. And then 초조 is talking about nervous. So like you'll get anxious and nervousness here. And so then that second part there is saying 신발에 따라. So when you, this is actually kind of a good grammar point to know. So 뭐뭐에 따라 is kind of talking about according to this or by these things. So according to each type of shoe, for every shoe, 성격 변한다. Personalities can change or personalities can vary and differ by the shoes that they wear. So 성격 is the term for personalities here. I'm sure we've all taken those personality tests. They're so much fun. And then 변한다 is to talk about changing, to change. And so here it's saying that at this time, 1986, a lot of people, even though they were using public transportation, were walking a lot, about 4 to 5 kilometers a day, about 10,000 steps or so. And so they said that your shoe choice was very important because apparently your feet take a lot of weight. And if you don't have shoes that can take all that weight, then you can get kind of different body problems, aches, pains, and things like that. They specifically mentioned in the article about how you can have dislocation, gastrointestinal disorders, headaches, and things like that. But what the article claims here, and I'm very skeptical on this, it says that shoes can change your personality. So the article, the example they used here, which I'm rolling my eyes at, says women who wear high heels can get very anxious. And I'm just sitting here like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. But according to this article, they said it's because of the tension that it gives to your body and it's kind of breaking that balance of where you place your weight, which of course can make sense here, you know, that's not the most comfortable of shoes to wear out of all the shoes in existence. And they also said that feet width and size can vary depending on jobs. So for example, here they said that manual workers have wider feet, whereas office workers had narrower feet, and athletes who did things like volleyball and basketball or weightlifting had wider feet, but if they were running track or something, that they had narrower feet. I have a lot of thoughts on this. Trust me. I will give you my opinion in just a minute, but first, I want to hear from you guys and hear what your thoughts are on this. What kind of shoes do you prefer, and what are your thoughts on this article? Let me know in the TBS EFM YouTube live. live stream page. 네, 여러분은 어떤 종류의 신발을 신는 것을 좋아하시나요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. But now let's listen to our next song here. It's a great song by Paolo Nutini called New Shoes.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. Now, before I get into our final headline, I wanted to talk to you guys about this high heel drama in this headline we just covered because I have thoughts on it and I'm not sure you're going to like it. So let's take a look at your comments first here. 0047 or 0047님 says, Kayla, 오늘 고백 고백데이요. 뭔지 아세요? 고백데이? 고백데이 is the day that you confess your love to your crush so that your 100-day mark falls on Christmas. But I plan to 고백 tomorrow. Wish me luck. First of all, good luck. I hope it goes really well tomorrow. Please let me know what the response is. We're going to have a nice little celebration and whatnot. It'll be super fun. Oh, that's so exciting. But also, it's funny that Korea has all these types of different days and that Christmas here also is a really big dating holiday. It's not like the States where it's very much kind of like 설날 where we're very much with our family on Christmas here. A lot of the times it'll be couples out and about, and then there's just me with my hot chocolate and my Christmas movies in my house by myself. Very fun. I wish you all the best luck. Now, Jamin and Asai here says, the most convenient footwear to me are flip-flops and sneakers. Sneakers, way better than high heels. Yeah, I have to agree. Living in Korea, if I wear high heels, I will become a giant. So I almost never wear high heels here. But back in Wisconsin, I am like the tiniest person ever because everyone's taller than me. 우리 남동생은 193cm. I feel like he's 193. He's a giant, and everyone in my family is. So there, I wear high heels. And finally, Wenny says, I respect those who are wearing high heels because you can balance yourself, but not me. I always stumble wearing heels. So yeah, I prefer flats or wedges and sneakers. I feel like for me in Korea, I've now just decided to wear sneakers and flats and boots all the time. But when I lived in Russia, it was almost considered unsightly not to wear high heels. So I wore high heels every day on cobblestone streets. You guys would have been so proud of me to see me then. It was a lot of balance and a lot of work. But thank you guys so much for your comments. I love hearing about it, but we're going to run out of time if we keep chatting. So let's get to this final headline. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. You know how it goes here. I take this headline, I break it down, give you those key words, those key phrases, and just the most important things you need to know in order to understand what's going on in Korea. So, keep yourself updated with the latest in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today's article is once more talking about health-related things, but this one is about blue light and your eye health. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 blue light와 눈 건강에 대한 내용인데요. So we're just going to tackle this real quick. It's not too long of one, and then we'll go right into the English here. It says, 모니터만 보면 뻑뻑한 눈, blue light 차단 안경은 필수일까? And so that monitor만 is saying like only looking at the monitor. That man there we've talked about, like whenever you're looking at these monitors here. So the 보면 is saying whenever, and then these monitors. So whenever I look at them, 뻑뻑한 눈, and that's saying dry, stiff, kind of. Can you feel it when I say that? 뻑뻑한, it just kind of feels dry and stiff, and that's your eyes, the 눈 there. So these, your dry eyes whenever you're looking at a monitor, and are blue light blocking glasses necessary? That's what it's asking here at that second part. The blue light 차단 안경은 필수까? and that the 차단 there is the block, because we've already talked about blue light in 안경, but that 차단 is blocking or banning it. And so it's blocking the blue light from hitting your eyes, and it's saying, is it necessary? Do you need it? Because we've talked about 필수. 필수 and like 필요하다. Like 필요하다 is to need. And this 필수 is like necessary. Is it necessary? So 필수일까? And it's saying, you know, there's not a lot of research that kind of confirms that. Basically, it's saying, according to this article, while there is not clear evidence that the blue light is actually harming your eyes, it says that there, it does say that when you are about to sleep, blue light can kind of stimulate your eyes here, and it can kind of prevent sleep. So they said, while looking at monitors for a long time, and especially during COVID these days, we have of course had online classes and online video conferences. Some people are doing house parties or job recruitments or, you know, birthday parties. Everything is online, so we're looking at monitors more. But they're saying monitors can definitely tire out your eyes. It's not good for your eye health. Your retina is kind of exposed too long, and we end up not blinking enough. Apparently we kind of zone out and we're like, duh. And then we don't get the tears to continue to clean our eyes when we blink. And so they said that there, it affects our health. But in terms of these blue light protection, they said it's basically your choice if you would like to use them. What they really say is it's just when you're about to sleep, blue lights can really affect and reduce melatonin levels, which helps your body go to sleep. And so really they just said to take that into consideration here, especially if you're someone who maybe suffers from insomnia or dry eyes and things like that. But I'm kind of curious about you guys. Have you heard about this blue light or any research? And are you the type that has the kind of dry eye system, the kind of whole health problem there? Let me know. I'd love to hear about it in the comments. 네, 여러분은 블루라이트에 대해 들어보신 적이 있나요? 뭐 혹은 여러분은 요즘 눈이 뻑뻑한 경험을 많이 하시나요? 50번에 유로 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. And now let's look at our next song here. This one is called 두 눈을 감고 and it's by The Bubble Sisters.